What I carry in my work pack 2025. This is an update to my 2023 post of the same name and a companion to my fellow LDC Via colleagues post. Back in the Lotus days, we used to do these regularly about our desks, but now we're all far more mobile. I spend a lot of time traveling and working in clients' offices. My habit of carrying just about everything has continued. In fact, it's probably got a bit worse. I like to arrive on site and not need a single thing from the client, not even power. Here's the bag. I've stepped up from my previous lightweight rucksack to one mainly designed for camera gear, and it's perfect. It opens completely flat, almost like a suitcase, so it's easy to pack, with multiple pockets and near bomb-proof construction. The only downside is the laptop sleeve sits in the lid. I'd prefer it against my back. Aside from that, it's spot on. As you can see, I pack it to the gunnels. Power and cables. Most of the power kit remains the tried and true set, updated to newer versions. I'm using the latest Anker power brick and the same power supply and cables I normally carry. I now keep 2 or 3 USB-C leads plus a Thunderbolt cable. While I don't use Apple products, everyone I know seems to, and a friend with a cable is a friend indeed. I've switched my earpiece to Yealink. It's cheaper, and oddly, the microphone is better than my previous Sennheiser ones. I also carry a backup mouse. My main mouse is still a Logitech, kept in a hard case. Notebooks and pens. My notepad used to be a Moleskine, but they stopped making the hard notebooks I liked, so I ordered custom ones. They turned out cheaper than Moleskine and exactly what I wanted. I've moved from a ballpoint to a fiber tip pen, more convenient, and I'm working through various brands to find one that doesn't disintegrate after a short time. Food and drink. I'm carrying more of my own food now. Turning up to client sites on industrial estates means there's rarely food or drink nearby, and bringing my own helps diet-wise. I tend to carry a couple of energy drinks, some vitamins, a couple of protein bars, ginger shots in a flask, and a water bottle. On water bottles. I want one that won't topple easily, seals absolutely watertight, you'd be amazed how many don't, and is easy to scrub out. I've ended up using a classic Thermos food flask and it's been perfect. Clothing and comforts. I now carry a reinforced glasses case with backup specs. I am, after all, an older man. And a shoe bag. I don't walk around in smart shoes, too much distance, so I carry work shoes separately. I've upgraded the desk fan to a unit originally designed to cool a PS5. It's utterly silent and runs off USB. Stationery and spares. My portable keyboard is still the same Logitech one from 2023 in a hard case. In the same pouch I keep sticky bookmarks, blank to-do cards and spare pens. Miss items. Heavy-duty shower wipes, not just baby wipes, plus a small spot cleaner and ordinary tissues. Spare collar stiffeners, whiteboard markers, details are in the 2023 post, and a microfiber cloth. It does weigh quite a bit, especially with all the liquids, but it means I arrive prepared, feel professional, and can be self-sufficient at any client site.